So to your work, Jenny, in the community, you were a teacher in the Margaret Hudson program. And what attracted you to that program? Why did you do that?
I was a substitute teacher, and I had a call once to come downtown and handle the Margaret Hudson program one day. I went down there and did it, and then I was asked to take over and do it, period. I developed the program then. At that time, pregnant women were not allowed to attend school in Tulsa, Oklahoma. What this program did was to provide pregnant women an opportunity to continue their high school education. It wasn't college or anything like that. And there was so much prejudice against the pregnant women in the city, it was just unbelievable. Even among the teaching staff, they didn't want pregnant girls in their classes, which I understand. They thought it would be deteriorating to students who were not pregnant. Of course, out of wedlock was anathema to people in those years. Today, you don't worry about it, I guess. Yeah. But it was quite a problem.
This would have been in the 60s, 70s when you were involved in the Margaret Hudson program?
Yeah.
Somewhere
late
in there.
Late 60s, early 70s.
Yes.
That was the attitude then. So you basically ran
I did, but
program.
I didn't start it. I didn't begin it, but I did.
Mother was involved on the academic side. I believe that these ladies would go to school part of the time learning the basic reading, writing, arithmetic, and the other part of the day would be spent by learning how to care for your child, nutrition, stuff like that.
These people were going to a doctor for the first time. For the first time, they were getting medical attention. It was anathema to be pregnant in those years. We had space in the YWCA downtown to teach, and I would go there every morning and teach a half a day.
Were there many in the program at times?
Not a lot. Oh, we had as many as 20, I think. These were women that were living at home still, many of them, in those years. But many of them didn't even have medical attention. They weren't even going to a doctor. They also had counseling that started.
That must have made you feel good that you were helping these young ladies. There was a lot of prejudice against them.
There was so much prejudice. I remember getting a phone call from a teacher. One of my students had had her baby and had gone back to school, but her records came with her. And her new teacher called me and said, "You gave so-and-so an A in her class. How in the world could you have given her an A?" I said, "Well, she earned it." "What do you mean she earned it? She was pregnant. How could she possibly have earned it? How could you do that?" You know, she was livid with me. And I said, "Does she know the material?" She said, "Who cares?" I said, "That's what I based her grade on, what she knew, what she had learned. It's the only consideration I gave to." I mean, this teacher was adamant. She was livid with me.
How many years were you with the program?
Just two, that's all.
But you served a key time there. You also in the community, president of the National Council of Jewish Women?
Local.
Tell us what that was about and what kind of work you would have done with that.
Well, women were very restricted in many things that they did in those years.
There were women's organizations.
There was a group of women that belonged to an organization called Hadassah, Jewish Women. Hadassah was a program that based almost completely in those years in Israel. It was for the state of Israel. But these women, they were Jews, they belonged to Hadassah, and they raised money for Israel. Council of Jewish Women was a Jewish organization that was primarily in the United States. They did have some programs in France, Great Britain, but was primarily in the United States.
It was more involved with social work.
It was, yes.
As opposed to religious work.
That's right. Women were not very active at synagogues in those years because they didn't participate in synagogue activities. They would go to the synagogue. They would keep a kosher home, many of them, but they didn't do any work at the synagogues.
Was that they were restricted from doing it?
Well,
or
women did not participate
in prayer,
eating services, or being on the bima. Women generally were not on the boards of the synagogue or officers or committee chairs. Those roles were restricted to males. So if a woman wanted to do something outside of working, she would join women's organizations. So Mother became active in the Tulsa Section National Council of Jewish Women in their various projects, one of which was the
Center for Physically Limited. I was very active with that group. There is still a Center for Physically Limited. There are still Jewish women that are active in it. I am not. I no longer
But you
am.
Were for some time.
I was president at one time. Mm-hmm. I was very active in mm-hmm. it. These were groups that were civic groups. They were religious in the fact that we did pray at times and that sort of thing, and we were Jews. If we had food around, it was kosher, but we were not really religiously oriented as
right.
such.
So the Tulsa Center for the Physically Limited, was that started by the Council of Jewish Women?
Yes, it was. It was indeed.
Huh. You're right, and it still continues to this day.
Yes.
Late 70s, you became president for the Tulsa Community Council?
Yes. I was the first woman president. I was the last president of the Tulsa Jewish Community Council because after that, the Tulsa Jewish Community Council became the Federation, Jewish Federation of Tulsa.
Just a little bit about that. What is that Jewish Federation?
The Jewish Federation is an organization which serves as the vehicle. It unites the Jewish community in that it is neither Orthodox nor Reform nor conservative. It is general. We provide means for people to become educated, means for people to survive, especially when people came in from foreign countries. That organization helped those people find a place to live, helped them have a job. We used to say, ho, 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 Otasco, Oklahoma Tire and Supply Company, mm-hmm. offered jobs to these immigrants who came in, and they didn't speak English. Then later, a company called Fabricut did the same thing. That's part of what this organization did, was to help find jobs. We provided a means for people to learn English and to continue school, to do anything, to exist.
And the Jewish Federation of Tulsa developed the Charles Schusterman Jewish Community Center, which houses a lot of physical and recreational activities on the campus.
I have a picture of my husband and I breaking ground for the Tulsa Jewish Community Center.
Also out of the Federation came the studies and the development of the Tulsa Jewish Retirement and Healthcare Center, the development of the Zero Campus, social service work is done through that, the Community Relations Committee.
We sponsor organizations that help Jewish life through the state of Oklahoma on college campuses. There are all kinds of activities that initiate that way.
I'm thinking about when you were talking about the Federation and the Community Council, helping those who came to the United States. Much of that had to be driven because your family, it was in the same position they were in. You could relate to them.
Yeah.